The annual Audubon Christmas Bird Count takes place in Sitka on New Year's Day. The bird count has been held for over a century in the U.S. It's one of the oldest examples of citizen science in the country. KCAW's Robert Woolsey goes into the field this morning to learn more about the plans for Sunday's count and about how you can participate.
So I see three ravens.
All right, Rob, you're not doing good.
Man, you got to get back into practice here, buddy.
I see three northwestern crows.
There you go.
So the morning edition interview is going into the field today, and I'm with Vicki Vosburg and Jen Cedarleaf, who are the co-organizers of the Audubon Christmas Bird Count. And when is the bird count happening?
Our bird count is happening in Sitka Sunday, January 1st. But every year they give us a range where it can occur. It starts a couple weeks before Christmas and then just goes a couple days after the new year. And we chose to do ours towards the end of the bird count in Sitka.
Tell me a little bit how it's been going the past few years. How many people come out and how do you organize them and stuff?
It's been excellent the past couple years. Jen and I usually end up doing anything that doesn't get chosen as far as routes. In the past couple of years, Jen and I have actually not had
too much to do.
It's been really nice. So we've got a really good group in Sitka that turns out every year, and then we usually end up with a couple new folks every year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you divide up the territories?
Well, we've got all of the routes. Well, when we first took it over years ago, we took a map of Sitka and divided up the areas into some big areas and some shorter areas. So, like, there's a lot of downtown areas that are smaller because there's lots of people with feeders, or if we have people who don't have the entire day to go out and bird, they can grab a smaller area. So we're going to have a meeting on Wednesday, and we're going to have anyone who wants to participate in the bird count show up at the meeting, and then they'll pick their routes from there. I think, like, some of our biggest routes are Stargavin and the Mosquito Cove Trail and the Campground Loop, and then some of the smaller ones are, like, right downtown by Market Center area where there's lots of feeders.
Do people kind of fight over it? I mean, there's swans out at Stargavin, so do people want to go down and get the swans?
Actually, Stargavin's already been taken out. We had a request
Someone
for that already.
Someone called dibs on it.
Yes. So, like, yeah, there are certain people who want to do certain places. The park is a big one that people like to do because you're pretty much always guaranteed to see some birds. Unless it's pouring down rain like this, you probably won't see very many. Although we have seen a few this morning.
Yeah, we are in Sitka National Historical Park on the veranda right now. And this is usually prime birding spot, but I guess everybody's kind of tucked in for a while. Have you got a plan if the weather is just terrible, or do you just have to tough it out?
We just have to tough it out.
Yep. Part of the Christmas bird count is that we report what the weather is like so that they can take that into consideration when evaluating the data. And we have done Christmas bird counts when it's been below freezing. We've done it in blizzards several times, pouring rain several times. It's just kind of expected that the weather's not going to be optimal.
Yeah. My worst Christmas bird count, I think I had to go home three times and change my clothes because it was raining so bad.
And that's what we're really looking at is trends, or what Audubon is looking at. And Audubon has discovered some important trends throughout the years with declines of certain birds and movement of certain types of birds as the climate changes. If you want to join the Christmas bird count and you're worried because you can't count a flock of birds perfectly, that's okay. If there's 18 birds and you count 19, that's not really going to affect the data, because we're just looking primarily at trends. And so don't let fear of not being perfect make you not join the bird count.
I remember back in the day, I went to the meeting and I knew nothing about the birds around Sitka, and I got connected. I got assigned, I was given the job of scribe for a guy, and we walked around Stargavin. I just followed him, and he just listened to the birds. He would go chickadee, chickadee, Junco, and I would just write him down. And then when we got to the estuary, I could see the birds that he was counting. But he was just, I mean, he was really good. He was counting them by ear, so it was ear opening for me. That in the first place, I didn't know birds. I didn't know songbirds stuck around mm-hmm. here in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Some of them do. Yeah. Some of the smallest birds are the ones that stick around, like the winter wrens and the kinglets. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are still here.
I'm sort of making a pitch myself to come to the meeting Wednesday night, because you will help connect beginners
right.
with experienced people, and it can be an incredible way to
yeah.
have a day of
and,
learning.
What time is the meeting at? 6 p.m. Wednesday at the Raptor Center.
Okay.
And we'll have Matt Goff is going to do a slideshow of a lot of the birds that are you're probably going to see on the bird count, unless it's pouring down rain like it is right now. So he'll go through the whole slideshow, and Matt takes great photos, so he's got really good photos of most of the birds that we'll see. So come and join us.
And wouldn't you say that in Sitka, it's really pretty easy to get a good handle on the birds that live here? I mean, this is not... It's not like an incredibly daunting task. The common birds
right.
here in the wintertime are something you can pick them up in a day.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And that's why Matt does his slideshow, is he goes over the birds that we are likely to see, and they're birds that you've probably seen many times. Like today, we're sitting here looking at crows. Black turnstones, and we've seen a couple gulls fly by.
How do you know they're turnstones and not plovers?
Well, because plovers normally aren't here this time of year.
All right.
Turnstones are here pretty much year-round. And we have seen them flying around, and turnstones have a very beautiful black and white pattern on their wings. So,
and we provide a checklist. You know, Jen said, well, plovers aren't here this time of year. So our checklist contains all the birds we normally see on the bird count. So if you see a bird you're not sure of, and it's on the shore, you can look at the shorebird list and see, okay, I need to open my book and check these three birds, because it's mostly likely those couple of birds. And then we've got some routes that really don't have much variety of birds. My husband does the cross trail every year, and he gets like four ravens. But, you know, it's covering a portion of Sitka, and we really appreciate that. And you don't have to be a super birder to be helping out with the bird count. You can be out getting your exercise and enjoying the woods around Sitka.
And is anybody going in a boat this year?
We have had at least one person offer to do boat work, but he is looking for someone to go out with him to
yeah,
help with the spotting.
We always end up needing more boats than we get. Yeah, there's a lot of our area. The center of our circle is the airport, so a lot of our circle is actually on the water and up in the mountains, so we don't cover even close to probably, what would you say, a quarter of our circle,
yeah.
maybe?
Yeah.
Because it's just areas that are hard to get to, so it's really important for us to get people out on the water, but it's also difficult to get people out on the water, especially when the weather doesn't cooperate.
And it's a 7.5 mile radius around the airport.
Right, correct, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And is there any kind of after party? Is there anything after the count where you come back and drink hot cider and talk about the great birds you saw?
Yes, there is. We do that every year. It's become a tradition to come back to the Raptor Center at 4 p.m. And we'll have some snacks and some drinks for everyone. And it's not formal. We sit around and just chat with each other and share stories from the day.
And turn in your maps and
yep.
turn in your bird count.
And if you can't make it to the party, that's no problem. You can drop them off either at the Raptor Center or at Pets Choice Veterinary Hospital.
And is there any kind of competitive swagger? Does anybody walk in and say, oh, I got six oyster catchers? Or...
Oh, I don't know. There's always, you know, you're always looking for that bird so you can walk in and say, I saw a goshawk, you know, that no one else saw. So...
What is the killer bird that you hope to
Boy.
See?
Well, we're hoping to get an Anna's hummingbird this year.
Oh, yeah.
Someone has offered, the person who's been seeing the bird has offered to do a feeder count this year so that we get it on our bird count. And that brings up another thing. 3 days on either side of the Christmas bird count, if an interesting bird is spotted, it can be reported in the Christmas bird count. So say that Anna's hummingbird doesn't show up on Christmas bird count day. If he sees it 3 days on either side, we'll be able to use it.
Okay, and they should just get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, that would be great.
I do know that they saw a wood duck up in Gustavus, which is very rare.
Yeah. If you've ever got a bird that you're not sure of, you can photograph it and bring it back to the after party, and we can help you ID it.
Okay. So how should people reach you if they do see an unusual bird and it's outside the actual count day?
You can either call Jen at 738-0181, or you can call me at Pets Choice at 747-3788.
Vicki Vosburg and Jen Cedarleaf are the co-organizers of the Sitka Christmas Bird Count. And the Audubon Christmas Bird Count is happening on New Year's Day this year. And there is a planning meeting Wednesday night, which is tonight, 6 p.m. at the Raptor Center. If you're a beginner, come out and you'll get connected with an experienced person. If you're an experienced person, you can help decide figure out which route you want to use.
Also, if there's new people to town and they happen to be birders but they don't know town very well, this is a really good way to learn where things are, because we do hand you a map at the door. So,
and get in with some nice folks who enjoy the same thing you do.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming out on kind of a rainy day. And I guess we should go track down those turnstones now and confirm.
Yes.
Thanks again, ladies.
You're welcome.